I'm kind of a girl. I'm kind of a girl. Yeah, I do things how I want in my little world. Yeah, I'm kind of a girl.
Welcome to I'm Kind of a Girl with Grizzly Fowler, a podcast that can help you discover who you are and find the courage and the freedom to live in who you are meant to be. Join me. Welcome to the very first episode of I'm Kind of a Girl. I am your host, Grizzly Fowler, and I'll just get right into it. Today's episode will be a little shorter. I just kind of wanted to give a preview episode and really just tell you a little bit about myself, a little bit about what I want this podcast to be, and how you can be involved, because this is going to be a community. I really hope and pray that this is a community where we can come together and be who we are. So first of all, I just want to say what this podcast is to me. It comes off lighthearted at first, and I want that to be. I want us, because we can't take ourselves too seriously. We have to approach life with some lightness and some humor. But I also want this to be a place where we can discover who you are, discover who I am, and find the freedom to live in that. I really want that for you, and I want that for me. And that's a journey I'm on currently, and just really discovering who I am and being okay with it. That's the big key. A lot of us know who we are, but we don't have the freedom to just let us be who we are. We always think we need to be somebody else. And many of the things you'll hear me talk about are, you know, society tells us we should be a certain way. And this podcast is just to break through all that and just be yourself. So first of all, who I am and why I kind of named this podcast, I'm Kind of a Girl. First of all, I am a very white man. I have a wife and two kids. I am 100% heterosexual. And when I say that, I'm not against anybody. I'm not trying to make anybody alienated or anything like that. You are who you are. That's who you are. I'm just trying to be completely honest about who I am and where I come from. Like I said, I have a wonderful wife. I have two lovely kids, and a few of my jobs I've had. I've had many jobs over the years, but the main ones are I'm a musician. I'm a songwriter. I also lead worship at my local church, and I play music out at bars and clubs. So that is my passion, if you will, is music and songwriting. And you'll even notice I actually wrote the little intro to this podcast specifically for the podcast. So maybe that'll turn into a full song one day. Maybe it won't. But anyways, for a while, for about 3 years, I was a stay-at-home dad, and I loved it. I loved being at home with my kids. But now I am part-time musician, part-time paraprofessional. And if you don't know what that is, it's a teacher's aide that helps out with the teachers. And I work with a special ed in Ringgold here. And so that's what I do. And I just, that's a little bit of my background, a little bit of who I am. And all that being said, I'm kind of a girl. And there's a few things that make me kind of a girl, and I'll go into those, and we'll talk about those in a minute. But once again, I want to stress, it's very important that you are who you are, that you become and live life in the freedom of who you are. So without further ado, I'm just going to go into the things I like and the things I do that make me kind of a girl. First one that's probably the most obvious is I love chick flicks. I'm not going to lie, I love them. They're probably one of my top genres, and as I get older, they may be my top genre. I just love them. It can be romantic comedy. It can be, it's kind of a serious comedy. I mean, a serious romantic movie. I just love them both. And my favorite romantic movie, and it's definitely in my top five favorite movies of all time, is a movie called Me Before You. And I won't spoil any of it if you've never seen it, but do yourself a favor, go and watch it. It will punch you in the gut. It will make you feel things, and it's just a really amazing movie. And be prepared to cry, because you will. But just the acting and all that is just really great, and I just love that. And it goes into TV shows too. My wife got me into watching Desperate Housewives, and I'm okay with that. And I actually really like that. And if you've never watched it, even if you're a dude and you've never watched it, I'm going to tell you, it's not as chick flicky as you think it is by the name. It's more mystery and murder and all that. So that's a really cool show. And I also like the Twilight movies. I'm a guy and I like the Twilight movies. I'm really okay with that, because I mean, they're just good. Are they purist vampire lore and all that? No, but vampire lore is made up anyway, so what's the big deal? I mean, it's not like there's real vampires. So, but you know, that's just me. That's just who I am. And so I really love chick flicks. I really love chick TV shows. They get me in the feels, and that kind of moves me to my next point. I'm kind of a crier. I like to cry. Well, I don't know if I like to cry, but I cry a lot whenever certain things happen, whether it's sad or whether it's happy. My wife and I always joke sometimes that I would cry if a butterfly landed on a flower in just like the perfect way. It'd probably make me cry. And that's probably true. But I'm a very emotional person. And I am also one who doesn't know how to hide their emotions. I try. I really do try. But I cannot hold them. So if they're negative emotions and they could hurt people's feelings, I've learned to kind of go out of the room or go outside or something just to let myself calm down. But I am a very emotional person. And people that know me well would tell you that they know that as well. I like to gossip, and this is not a great thing, because gossip is not good, but I do love to know what's going on with who. I love to know who's getting married, who's dating, who's that, you know, that kind of stuff. I'll talk to my wife, talk to my friends about that kind of stuff, and I feel like I'm connected to people when I hear about them, and not really all the negative stuff. I mean, honestly, I like some of that too, but more just, I just like to know what's going on in people's lives. And so I guess that's a gossip. And it's kind of cool too. I told you I was a paraprofessional at elementary school. Well, because of that, almost everyone I work with are women. And I couldn't be happier about that, because most of those women that I work with are some of my best friends. And I connect with them, and you can even talk to them, and they would say, yeah, Grizzly is just another one of the girls. I mean, I just kind of am. But so I love gossip. I have friends that are girls. I love my wife. I would never cheat on her or anything like that. And I feel the only reason I say that is because sometimes when a guy has friends that are girls, it could look weird or whatever. But I'm just kind of a girl, and I just like that female perspective on things. So sometimes they're not my only friends. I have some best friends that are guys too, but they're just some of my really good friends, and I love that. I love having them in my life. Another thing is I love weddings. I mean, I just do. I love everything about them. I mean, some of them are really boring when they're like 2 hours long or something like that. But just the whole thing, you know, everybody's dressed up. Of course, I personally don't love to dress up, but I like to see everybody dressed up. And I love just the feel of love in the air. I mean, it just, there's just nothing better. And of course, there's cake. There's always good. And let me tell you, wedding cake is my favorite kind of cake. Not because of what it means, just the strictly the flavor of it is my favorite kind of cake. So I do love weddings, and I may try to, I think I may try to cover that up sometimes and pretend like I don't like them as much. But secretly, whenever my wife tells me that there's a wedding go to, or whenever there's one of my friends getting married, I like it, and I like going, and I like to be a part of it. It's fun for me. So I like that. Another thing is I like is candles and scents, you know, things that smell good. I love them. I love Bath and Body Works. I love the lotions in there. I love all of it. My favorite smells are probably, well, from Bath and Body, I don't know if they still have it. I'm sure they still have some variation of it, but it's like warm vanilla sugar. It just smells so good. And of course, in the wintertime, I love the smell of cinnamon and all those. But I'm a candle guy. I love to have candles going. I love to have, we have some essential oil diffusers. I love the smell of those. Get some peppermint and lavender in all there. And that's just great. That's just things I like. And this is not a definitive list. There are some other things about me that make me kind of a girl. But that's just a few things to kind of tell you where I'm coming from and where I am. And some other things that I don't like that stereotypically males like is, there's a few things. First of all, football. I have never really had a desire to watch it. Now, have I watched it? Yes. Have I enjoyed it with friends? Yes, to an extent. I've enjoyed hanging out with my friends doing things, but it wasn't really the football that I enjoyed. So I'm just not a big football fan. I don't have a team. I couldn't tell you who the players are, and I have not watched one episode of SportsCenter on ESPN, and I don't know if I've ever watched more than like 30 minutes of ESPN in my life total. And it's just because it's not interesting to me. I know that there are women out there that love football, and this is not saying that only guys can like football. This is what I'm trying to say in all this is there are stereotypical things that society has kind of made very feminine and made very masculine, and the whole purpose of this podcast is to break through that and say, you know, it's okay for a dude to like purple. It's okay. It's okay for a chick to like football. It's okay. And that's really what this is all about. Another thing that I don't really care for are cars. And let me explain what I mean by that. I love to have a nice car to drive around in. That's not what I mean. I mean, a lot of guys love to talk about cars, to talk about how they're made, how they run. My dad is actually a mechanic even. And all of that, and just, you know, the models and model numbers and makers and all of that stuff. And I don't get into that. I never have, and it's just never been my thing. Can I look at a car and think it's cool? Yeah, I can. It's not like anything like that. I just don't look at magazines or look up stuff about cars a lot. And along that same line are, I don't really care for huge trucks either. I do like trucks. I drove a little Ford Ranger for a while, and it was one of the best vehicles I ever had. But just these overly large trucks that just kind of take up the whole road, honestly, and I don't have anything against them. It's just I don't really love driving them because they feel just a little too big for me, and I'd rather driving something smaller. That's just who I've been, and I'm a pretty big guy, so it's not like anything that I wouldn't feel comfortable with openness. It's just a big thing, and I just don't love it. And another thing that I don't really like, and this is kind of out there a little bit, but I don't really like being punched. And I know that sounds kind of like, well, nobody likes being punched, but let me explain. I don't really like when guys like roughhouse with each other and or with me. They can do whatever they want, but it's kind of a stereotypical thing for guys to like punch each other and wrestle and do all that. And I've just never been the guy to do that. I've never been the one that just wants to punch each other and do all that. So it's just, it's another one of those things that it's just not really my cup of tea. So, I hope that you can take these things and maybe it'll open them up in your life and you can start to open up and really admit who you are and really discover who you are and be able to, just own up to it. Just own up to your life. It's your life. You are who you are, and you are okay. This first episode is just me because I just wanted to talk with you and give you an idea of who I am, of where I come from, and what I want this podcast to be about. But what part of that is I want to have guests on this podcast where we can talk about different topics, from love to loss to spirituality to soul searching to any of these kind of topics. I would love to have you, male or female, but the only thing I ask if you come on this episode or if you come on this podcast is that you have to be yourself, no matter what anybody else thinks. You have to be yourself, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be an open book for you guys, and I would love to have you on here. If you do have a desire to be on this podcast, you can email me at grizzfowler@gmail.com, and that's GRIZZ, F as in Fox, OWLER@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Facebook and message me on there, and we can set it up. But I really hope that this can make a difference in your life. I hope this can help you discover who you are. I hope that through me and through my rantings and my openness and just my willingness to be myself and to just share a little bit of me, I hope that that will allow you to open up and be yourself and to live in freedom. I love you guys so much. Contact me, subscribe, like. I'm Grizzly Fowler, and I'm kind of a girl. Thanks for tuning in to I'm Kind of a Girl. I hope you discovered something new about yourself today. If you would like to be a guest on a future episode, please email me at grizzfowler@gmail.com or message me through Facebook. Don't forget to click subscribe, and remember, be yourself.
I'm kind of a girl. I'm kind of